This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Dennis Schnitker, sitting in for Tom Block today. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, 435,000 people in the U.S. die every year from tobacco use. Now, Florida State University is working to lower that number with a unique strategy. Reporter Jonathan Shalacy explains.
Andre Aubrey heads a 12-month project being conducted by the Florida State University's College of Medicine. Aubrey is the director of the college's Area Health Education Center. Her project aims to educate physicians about the effective smoking cessation methods for their patients.
Our goal for the whole project is to help people quit smoking. We know that most people take at least 7 to 10 tries before they're successful with quitting. We could prevent 1 in 10 deaths worldwide simply by helping people not smoke and not use tobacco products.
This is not your ordinary quit smoking campaign. For the first time, doctors will specifically be taught how to help their patients quit smoking with a training from tobacco cessation specialists.
We have a very unique model that we've developed here at the College of Medicine at FSU. And so this model is called academic detailing. And what we're going to do is take education directly to the private practice site of our clinical faculty who are practicing all across the state in private practice settings. So rather than people having to leave their workplace and go to a training, what we're going to do is bring the training and the education right to them.
1,500 physicians across the state of Florida serve as faculty for the Florida State College of Medicine. The project will target 75 of these physicians and provide on-site training to their practices.
Most physicians really want to help their patients quit smoking, but it's like a chronic disease. It's not something that happens all at one time. So we want to make sure that when somebody says they're ready to quit, that their doctor knows where to send them for additional help.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has recognized the influential position physicians are in when it comes to the battle with tobacco. Since most people visit their doctors at least once a year, those physicians have the perfect opportunity to make an intervention with smokers.
We want physicians to understand that it is a chronic condition, relapses are expected, but their interventions are still very, very worthwhile and do move people closer to that ultimate goal of being a non-smoker forever, not just being a non-smoker for 6 months until their next relapse.
For the past 3 years, the American Academy of Family Physicians has recognized Florida State as being amongst the top 5 producers of family doctors. If the best place to start is at the top, then Aubrey couldn't be more on target with her project. For Florida State Headlines, I'm Jonathan Shalacy.
The project will specifically target doctors in family medicine, general internal medicine, and geriatric medicine. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Dennis Schnitker. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State University news, log on to FSU.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.